With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. and Iran will hold peace talks this weekend aimed at finding a permanent end to the war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With a two-week ceasefire underway, the United States will participate in peace negotiations in Pakistan.
The president is dispatching his negotiating team, led by the vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says Vance will lead the delegation, which includes Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump son-in-law Jared Kushner. Greg Clugston, The White House.
As the countdown continues to America's 250th birthday this July 4th, interest in God's providence over the life of our nation is on the rise. Author Cynthia Scott says key moments in our history, from the time of the Pilgrims and Puritans right up to today, cleverly points out God's influence over America.
I have to say that in terms of the topic of this book, which is God's hand on the founding of America, there's great interest because I think it's history that we've not been taught. So I do see a great interest in what God has done in America, and there's a great interest for people to know it. There's a hunger for the truth.
Cynthia Scott is the author of the book Celebrating God, Our Founder at America's 250th Birthday. And she hopes the volume will make documented scripture-based prayer part of history for all Americans as July 4th draws nearer. Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli strikes during the day killed 182 people, the highest single-day death toll in the Israel-Hezbollah war. Israel launched a barrage of strikes in central Beirut and elsewhere in the country on Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 1,325 points. This is SRN News. Christians like tithing online.
According to a sweeping new report from Ministry Brands, 57% of America's Protestant churches report an increase in digital giving in 2025. In fact, churches that offer the option of making a donation via the Internet are twice as likely to report a surge in giving than those congregations that do not. But the study finds most pastors still pass the plate during worship service, giving parishioners that option as well. Michael Harrington reporting.
At least 26 people were killed over the past weekend in three separate Easter attacks in northern Nigeria. Attacks like these are part of a long-running cycle of violence in the north-central region, where disputes over land and grazing between mostly Muslim herders and largely Christian farming communities frequently escalate into deadly clashes. The Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram is also very active in the region. This is SRN News. The culture surrounding Route 66 remains strong along its some 2,400-mile route between Chicago, Illinois, and Santa Monica, California. Daniel Armbruster with the American Automobile Association explains how the company is intertwined with car culture.
When Route 66 became a road, it still didn't even have a number, right? So we were part of that early process here. So our history is kind of intertwined with Route 66 and car culture, if you will. Over the 20th century and now into the 21st century, car culture has evolved somewhat, obviously with technology and whatnot, but you still see these classic cars. There's such great interest in how cars were made then, how people traveled, and how that's evolved over the last 100 years.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.